She brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie. Okay, so we're on the countdown. Christmas is, Friday?
4 days away. Woo-hoo. Five, depending on
you're
how
ready,
you look at
you
it.
You got your shopping done?
I am actually almost done. I have just a couple little trinket knick-knacky things to finish up and wrap up. I'm actually pretty good. I think I'm ahead of schedule this year.
Well, that is
fantastic.
Yeah,
I know, right? I'm happy with myself. Give myself a pat on the back there.
Well, you know, I'm one of
good
those.
Job, Benny.
You know, I give myself a lot of credit, and I call myself maybe a little stupid at the same time because I'm moving this week.
But you know what? That's
transitions, okay. Transitions. Who moves the week of Christmas?
Some people do.
So I'm going through lots of transitions in my life. And, you know, it's never boring in the world of my world. Merry Christmas, everybody. We've got Christmas is on Friday. Happy holidays to everybody. I want to announce our winners from last week. Richard Berger won a free session with me. So congratulations, Richard. And Joan Kastner and Sarah Altridge won two free BioMat sessions. So congratulations to you and happy holidays to you. We are still doing the giveaway one more week, which will be next Monday will be my last Monday here on the Dr. Pat Network. And I want to thank the Dr. Pat Network for giving me such a grand experience and all the gals that work, Bobby and Carol and Kim and Dr. Pat herself. Great crew. I am moving, actually, January 4th. I will be going 4 days a week, prime time, from 4 to 5, Monday through Thursday. So I've got a new website that's coming up. That's just about done and being built. And I'll have a blog so that you can chat with me constantly. Yay. And just a whole bunch of changes going on. So way to start the new year straight out of the gate. So it's going to be very exciting. I have a guest. I have a very special guest on today. And we're going to have conversation because my guest today, who has been dear to my heart for, oh gosh, maybe 35 years now. And we have literally started our spiritual journey and traveled through our spiritual journey up mountains, down mountains, in valleys, in ravines. And so we're going to talk between the two of us just a little bit about what really is spirituality. How do you hold on to it in a time when things are really stressed in your life? And I would be no exception to that right now. You've got many planets going retrograde. Mars is retrograde. Mercury's going retrograde on Saturday. We've got a blue moon this month. Blue moon meaning two full moons in one month. And let's add an eclipse in that blue moon. Let's really get it jazzed up. And that eclipse is going to be in the sign of Cancer. So for you Cancers out there, stay very calm and hold on to your heart because it's going to feel like it's going sideways a little bit. But it's okay. 5-day transition through the eclipses. Eclipses almost always take about a month to play out or even up to a year. So they don't just say, hey, you know, we think it's time you make some changes. They're like, it's time to make some changes. So we're going to be talking just a little bit about spirituality and growth. So I'm going to bring on my dear friend, who I love dearly. She is a sister to me, Laura Taylor Jensen, and she comes from the Light Bearers World Renewal Center and Educational Center in Monroe. And she's actually calling in today. Is she on the line, Benny?
Yes, she is.
Miss Laura.
Yes. Hi, Dawn.
Hello, Miss Laura. How are you today?
Well, I have definitely been feeling those transits already.
Can you feel them?
It's a perfect opportunity to talk about this topic today.
Yeah, there is so many transits going on, and you and I have been talking about this for the last couple of days, and it's just, and I've got people calling me and emailing me what is going on. And you and I were talking about this last night, and I just want to say to everybody, slow down. Because it has a tendency to want to rev us up and think that we might not have any time.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is stressful in itself. Don't you think?
And time is just an illusion anyway.
Right. You know, I mean, I haven't worn a watch for like 3 years.
It's all in the breath, I've decided. It's all in the breath. Time is found in the breathing.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when we feel those stresses coming on.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're being rushed to do something because we've geared it towards some, you know, form of time. And we have to transcend it because something has switched us up. Something's come in and taken over and switched our concept of when something is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
It's really found in the breathing. It's stopping and it's breathing and shifting our idea of time in that moment.
Yeah, because don't you find sometimes if you get really hooked on a time frame that you're so stressed out, and I'll guarantee you there are things that you're not going to see. There are issues that are going to come up, you know, idiosyncrasies. You could get a flat tire on your way to somewhere. It's going to throw you off that time level. You ever have that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, your phone lines go down before you're supposed to be on the radio.
Yeah.
How's that one? So, you know, it's all about the breathing, and it's about really surrendering to when it does happen is when it is supposed to happen. And I find for myself at this time of the year, especially when we're coming into in the traditions of the cycles,
mm-hmm.
This is the West, and the West time is where we actually get a chance to look back on all the years, the fruits of the year, everything we have inspired into our life, and we get to sit down and look at it and reevaluate it and decide on how we're going to change things up. And this is actually the slower cycles where we go in from the west to the north, but actually our bodies seem to feel that they're sped up, where spring is really the
right.
sped up time. But
right.
we start to speed up because we realize come here in the next cycle, which actually, begins today. We're in the north. Actually, I take that back.
We just switched today, don't
we? Oh, for heaven's sake. Yeah, happy solstice. Today, we've shifted. And so what happens is these are the cycles right now that we are going to look back and all that we have done, and whatever we haven't completed, we need to complete in this cycle, or we take it into the next full cycle of the next year. And so we feel that things are speeding up inside of us because we innately know that we need to complete these cycles of completion. So this is where we look, and whatever we haven't finished in this next cycle between now and the solstice in the spring, we will take into the next year. And so this is a really important time for us to slow down, take a real good look, evaluate, and those cycles that need completion that we don't want to do again in the next year, this is where we complete them now.
Okay, so when you say what we don't want to do, all right, so if I look over the period of my year, I'm going to be focusing on what exactly that I don't want, you know, to carry on. What exactly do I put my focus on?
Well, you know, we naturally it'll come right up for us. I mean, I always say go with your first hit because that's usually the spot on. And then when you clear that one, the next one surfaces. We look at lots of different areas of our lives. We look at relationships, financial, you know, our relationships with children, our cycles of where we're living. All of these things will come up, and we really, what we need to do is take a look and evaluate what is most important that we would like to complete. And, you know, I have found when I work with people around cycles is that these cycles can actually have been happening for years. They've been taking them through the same, you know, through their lives.
Right.
And so it's really where we complete and shift. It might be an apology, an amends that needs to be made, a relationship that needs to end, a new business that needs to start that we've been, you know, holding off on.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that because, Laura, there are relationships going sideways everywhere. I'm no exception to the rule. You know, as you know, you're a very good friend. I'll share it with my listeners. I'm ending a relationship and transiting and moving, cut my hair, starting a new show. You know, lots new relationships with the people who are working with me on my show and my website. And, you know, I've learned that, you know, I can't do everything by myself. And more importantly, What I've come to compassionately understand is I don't like doing everything by myself. And this is having a big effect, I think, on relationships in general right now, that there's an off balance within relationships.
Well, we've been living in the first and second stage relating because our systems in place have really nurtured that. you and I were talking about this last night, this mm-hmm. time of the year, mm-hmm. where, you know, we have been, you know, for many years now celebrating a celebration where really, if you sit back and take a look at it, we're investing, the system has been investing in individuals starting their new year cycle impoverished in many ways, stressed out, you know, credit cards loaded to the hilt. And so we're really not liberated. We're not coming into this cycle liberated or supported. And so it's a time in relationship as we have been really also supported throughout the systems to do relationship separate, in separation. And innately, what we are innately, we really are, being that we're one, mm-hmm. in individuality, is that we really aren't supposed to be operating separate, and we're supposed to be supported. This year, this time of the year, is about really coming together and supporting our communities, being giving what we can, giving everything we can to those who might have not enough.
Oh, I so agree.
And
I
so, that's
so agree with that.
Together.
It is more, yeah, and bringing and building on that community and that community involvement, and knowing that we're not alone, that, you know, we're all working together for a cause. We're going to take a short break, but when we get back, Laura, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about what your work is. And I got a fabulous quote here I want to share with our listeners. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic? taking supplements and vitamins and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Don't you love that song? I wonder if my mom had a premonition. My name's Dawn. I'm an Aquarian. And the planets and Taurus and everything, it lines up with my whole chart. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my song.
She knows.
I know.
And you do too.
And you know, my mom passed away 4 years ago today, so we're going to send... I feel her energy around me today. So we're talking with Laura Taylor. So Laura, I want to ask you a question.
Okay,
because we're talking about, you know, the changes and kind of letting go of the burdens from this last year. Honor them, because we always want to honor them because they're our greatest teachers, really.
Mm-hmm.
Put some joy around them and let your energy come forward into the new year, which I always love because the energy is going to change. And we're coming out of an 11 cycle for 2009 into a 3 cycle. And 11 always breaks down to a 2. But one of the things that I love is you captured that we're in the north time. Now, some of our listeners might not know exactly what that means. And I love this. So I'm going to have you just give us a gentle explanation. What is it? Because we're in this for 3 months till spring.
Correct.
So what does this mean for us for the next 3 months? Where should we be putting our attention and energy for ourselves?
The North is about wisdom. It's about all the wisdoms we've learned in this past year, or even the cycles of many years in our lives, and honing those and taking those and bringing those forward and empowering them to go forward. And wisdoms can be, you know, the wisdom of what didn't work and let it go. There's a lot of wisdom in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there's nothing unwise about letting go of something that's not working for us. And so we release it. And like you said, we celebrate it and we do ceremony around it and find joy in it.
Well, that
even
in itself
tears
is wisdom.
Running down our cheeks, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. That in itself is wisdom. I think people don't sometimes understand what wisdom is, because wisdom you cannot go to school and learn. It cannot be taught. It is actions that we walk and we learn from, you know, our own choices.
It is, and in wisdom is really where the surrender. I think the wisest part of wisdom is the surrendering to the truth of the situation and letting go and just releasing that wisdom into our bodies, through our bodies, through our minds, through our spirit, into the world. And sometimes we just have to wave goodbye
right.
to some of those aspects that weren't serving our highest and greatest good.
So wisdom,
wisdom
is a completion of a karmic act then.
Correct.
It is a completion of a karmic act. So it is a fulfillment of something that is never going to be again in your lifetime. And at that point, you've got a journey through those memories. And in that journey, you have learned so much and you have evolved, whether you like the lessons of the journey or not. The wisdom in that journey is to understand all parties involved in that journey and all actions that took place in that journey. And when you look and when you're able to take a step back and look at the big picture, then you see yourself as the innocent and you go, oh my goodness, look at how all this came together. But we forget to take that step back, Laura.
Well, what happens with wisdom is we can read lots of profound things and we can read wisdom and we can understand it mentally through the mind. But when we embody it, that's when you have wisdom. And so it's the embodying, it's bringing it into center, and it, you know, it becomes a part of you, a full-on, true part. It comes out of every pore of your body, and it acts from that place of center. That's when wisdom becomes, you become wisdom.
Right.
And so a lot of people, when they go through, you know, situations and experiences in life, They understand the wisdom, but they don't embody it. And that's why they keep recapitulating experiences over and over and over, because they don't really complete the cycle, because they have to embody it. Once we embody something, we've done something, and we say, I'll never do that again because I felt that, that's embodiment.
Mm-hmm.
And we take on and we make a commitment from that core level of who we are. And when we make a commitment from that core level, we own the wisdom. The wisdom becomes a part of us. We embody it. And we don't ever really go into those cycles again. We understand them. We can see them. And we can actually see others in them.
Right.
And we can smell them coming around the corner. Because we, through the spiritual senses of our knowing, because wisdom is embodied through the spiritual senses, not through the physical senses.
That's
right. And
when
that happens, then it's something we've always known.
Yeah.
It's always been a part of us. We're just awakening to the wisdom, that true wisdom from within, and letting it be so within us.
And the North being a time of winter, a time of rest, reflection, you know, we're shut in more due to the weather, at least here in the Pacific Northwest. And we have more time to reflect and look at things. So it's a great time to really just be honoring of yourself, don't you
mm-hmm.
think? I think so. You know, you have the Light Bearers World Renewal and Educational Center, and you work off of Eugene Pearson, and he's got a quote here that, well, it's posted on your website that people can go to and look at. Your website is absolutely beautiful, I might say.
Thank you.
Is no load is too heavy to carry. If there is a need to carry it, the Eternal gives us the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must have read that like 10 times. No load is too heavy to carry if there is a need to carry it.
Yes.
The Eternal gives us the power. And I think that is so profound and so accurate for what is going on right now. Because I think a lot of people are carrying tremendous loads. And there is an excitement to it. I have to say, there is, you know, I mean, there's a stress factor out there. But I see excitement in a lot of people. Like, they're turning that energy so fast, Laura. That, you know, they might go negative for 1 second. They're like, yeah, but it's all good because I'm going to do this and I'm going to make this happen. And do you know what I mean? It's like twisty-turny, fast.
It is. Time has sped up, and even Earth's time, when you look at the science of the those who calculate the time of the Earth and how fast it is spinning, we have actually, it's spinning now faster than it ever has, that we can calculate in our present understanding of that. And so things are sped up. And the reason is that, and I'm going to bring this up because I love talking about this, is that the Earth,
okay.
you know, we have to understand at a deeper level that the Earth is really our creation. We created it to sustain our experience here. And so the Earth, we've heard a lot of throughout time it being addressed as the mother or the feminine. And actually, I'm going to go against all odds here and
here we
on
go.
Live radio.
Here we go. Laura Taylor Jensen's going to she's going to bring this out. Here we go. This is what I love about you, sister.
I've had my elder teachers, my Native American elder teachers, and they've even, their jaws dropped when I said this, and I take a stand for this, because if you look to the laws have all the answers, and all we have to do is go there. And the Earth is not a feminine entity. It is the child entity. It is both male and female and child. It really is our child. It is our creation. And the more we call it the feminine, the more we're going to raise up through the law of polarity that which isn't being acknowledged, which is the male. Everyone asks why there is such a, you know, dominant force, and we've been fighting the dominant force to bring harmony and balance between the male and the female.
Yeah.
The bottom line is we have to stop calling one of the greatest aspects that sustains us in many ways, as we sustain it, through our dream time, the Earth. The Earth is our child. We created it. And it's also both male and female, because everything in nature
is male and female.
Male and female.
Yes, it's androgynous, yes.
Right. And so, you know, I do
a lot of
lecturing and talking about this subject, is that, and again, the reason why I brought this up in regards to time and things being sped up is what, remember, the Earth has a cycle, too. It wants to complete things. And it wants to complete what's uncompleted through us, because we're creating it. So it, once again, is speeding things up for its purpose to complete. And so through us, and then we're speeding up, and so we've got this wonderful, you know, cycle created with the Earth and ourselves. And everything that's happening on the Earth is happening to us, you know. And I always say, if the Earth was our mother, we'd all be perfect because we would mirror that. And the Earth is mirroring us, and so we're speeding up to fulfill our cycles. And it's not just a year cycle. It's the beginning of humanity. It's through all the evolutions of when the Earth has, you know, taken on its changes, where it's tilted on its axis, and we've begun again. We're at one of those very crucial points right now in time where we're right back there. We're right back at, we have enough wisdom embodied. We have enough light, you know, force through our physical beingness. That means our totality, our wholeness. Body, mind, and spirit. Soul is becoming more activated to be in the forefront of our experiences, and it is ruling from the seat it has always meant to been serving from, the seat of inspiration in all of us.
I would agree, and I think that we have access to it wholeheartedly now.
Yes.
There are no more secrets.
No.
You know, and everything is being revealed, and things that we were taught to believe we're now finding out no longer exist. And that again, is part of that letting go process. That applies to us just about almost every day. Something you might know and think that it to be one way, you could soon find out, ooh, this isn't how it was at all. And we're getting this on a regular basis. And it is important to stay balanced. And I think you've got a good point in that the Earth is both male and female because we are androgynous. And I think that all of our messages often, at least mine, my messages come, you know, from the Earth and from the birds and the trees. And, you know, I had an owl singing to me last night, serenading me after.
Well, all our answers can be found in nature. And the thing is that, you know, people have asked me many about being sped up and time, is that everything wants to complete. Everything wants to come into that center of the wisdom of soul. And so when we come to understand the wisdom of soul is the key to the eternal. It's the, you know, thou shalt know all means, you know thyself, thou shalt know all. It's to know yourself as the eternal.
That's funny. I have that written down. I have that written down right in front of me, and I was just going to ask you on that. You know, and it sounds, know thyself, it sounds easy, but there are some hiccups in that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and you're listening to It's a New Day. We've got guest on Laura Taylor Jensen today. We'll be right back.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabriel Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host, and we've got Laura Taylor Jensen on today. And we're talking about wisdom and our spiritual journey and how we all get tripped up on this. So in times when, you know, even myself, for 25 years, I've been on this journey. Laura, I think you've been pretty much right there from the beginning. We kind of started this. And we started with the same teacher, actually, thanks to Laura, and that was Eugene Pearson. And I want to talk a little bit with you about this, Laura, because there's a huge misunderstanding what goes on. And I think sometimes we get tripped up in our journey because we forget the truth, maybe our own personal truth along the journey. And we have a tendency then to put energy outside of ourselves in what is the truth. And what is not the truth? When it always gets down to the core, you being the truth. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Good. So I wanted to talk about Eugene Pearson for a minute. And because you hold the title and this was gifted to you, this foundation, which is a huge, huge responsibility. So God bless you for being born and taking this on. Is the Light Bearers World Renewal Educational Center, and it's in Monroe, Washington. And you can go to thescienceofbeing.com if you would like to know more about that. That's scienceofbeing.com, beautiful website. But what is Light Bearer? Now, I'm not asking to be a smart aleck, but I think there's a lot of people that really don't understand what a Light Bearer is.
Well, it's a great question, and I hear it all the time as well, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh, good.
Well, and I want to acknowledge something really quickly. You had mentioned that this be a day that was very special to you about your mother leaving
yes.
the planet in this last incarnation. And my grandfather's birthday is today.
Ah.
And my grandfather was a light bearer, and he was Baron Eugene Pearson's very good friend and one of his very first U.S. students. And so today is a very interesting day. It didn't dawn on me, Dawn, until you had mentioned that your mother had passed on today, and today being grandfather's birthday. So,
and I have your grandfather's chair in my living room.
Yes, you do. So the light bearer. A light bearer is one who bears the truth, the light of the truth, into the world. And so it's all of us. We all are here to bear the truth of light, or the light of truth, into this world through our being, through our existence. Are we doing that? On some levels, I believe all of humanity is. But whatever level that their present state of human consciousness through them is doing it. So the light bearer itself, the word light bearer means one to bear the light of truth mm-hmm. through the flame of love and the flame of knowledge. And so when you see the picture of the light bearer, it explains it. If you go to the website, you'll actually see it. It's all over and on every page, that picture. But the light bearer itself actually throughout time was used to describe many of the great incarnates that came in that had evoluted to a very masterful state of consciousness and came in and incarnated into physical form to serve humanity. And there were many of them. and Master Jesus being one of them, Buddha, Krishna, Enoch, Elijah, and so on and so forth, and some I don't even have names for, and they go on. Many are embodied today that are your neighbors. It's you. It's people, people who are assisting us. It's everyone. We're all light bearers. And there's more evoluted, soulful, conscious beings in physical form today than we can quantify through our understanding of time as we know it. But who knows, maybe there was a time where all beings were born and fully conscious and living from a soul eternal state of physicality.
Okay, so help me to understand something, because I agree with you. Lightbearer also is known as Morning Star.
Yes.
And it has an association with Lucifer.
Yes.
So I know who Lucifer
is. It's also in the Bible that also they called the Master Jesus. Morning Star.
That's right. And it's also associated with the planet Venus, also known as Morning Star. And you can only see Venus once a day. Guess when? At dawn's light. It's the only time of the day that we can actually see the planet Venus, known as also Morning Star. So why is it that God bless Archangel Lucifer, why is it he got such a bad rap?
Well, you know, I love talking about this story, and I'm just going to kind of give it to humanity through your show.
Great.
The greatest way I like to describe it. And, in the eternal realm, the vibrations that exist there are spiritual. Nothing exists there, but I guess the best way to articulate it so we understand it for today's day and age is love. I mean, the highest form of love frequency resides, it's the only vibration that is happening in the eternal realm. So in the eternal realm, in this moment where Lucifer, and I can only try to articulate this the best I can in our semantics known to us now and to our language.
We're open to it. Give it to us.
So can you imagine where, all of us fiery beings are in this realm together, and all of a sudden, there's one of us, being Lucifer, decides in this moment that, it's really androgynous. There is no gender in that realm. Actually, there is just all gender, and it's all mixed, and it's one, and there's nothing that isn't there in that way. Lucifer wants to embody this, experience that it wants to see and feel God as a being, as they were, and instead of a feeling. Sound familiar to all of us here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in that realm, in that moment, he, for the lack of a better word, Lucifer, because most people identify Lucifer as a male, that angel steps forward to say, if I'm feeling this, then everyone here, my brethren, must be feeling it as well. And so it steps up to do this great act of, okay, I'll take that on and I'll deliver this. So you can see, I'll embody it so you can see it through me. So to me, I have to say, because in that realm, only love exists. So there couldn't have been an evil thought of a rebellion or a takeover. It must have been something that came from great love.
Right.
To service all the others.
In the beginning, that was the intention. That was the seed that was planted.
Yeah, and in the story, when Spirit comes to Lucifer, when Creator comes, Creator says, it's one of the greatest lines, Lucifer, in heaven, all desires are achievement. You desire to be free to experience this. So shall you be free. Go now. And the reason why, and it's a loving act, because Creator doesn't do anything for us that isn't loving.
Right.
And so in this moment, we wanted to twist the story around and make it ugly. Because it might feel ugly, trying to embody knowing thyself eternally as God in physical form when we have to master the mind here in the relative realm. But the thing is that it was all a very loving act and very supported by love. We just have to get back to that understanding. So Lucifer, this ugly devil, Satan thing, is really our own anger because we have battled ourselves to be the God beings that we are. We are suppressed our own power of our own nature of God within us. And so we've had to create this. And
so it's a great metaphor. It's a reflection of shadow self.
Yeah.
That's all.
And those who felt in time, throughout time, that they could bottle this and suppress people mm-hmm. and take their liberation away even further, started to create this story of this ugly being. And they even renamed it and gave it the Satan name. And all these things. So Lucifer, like you say, the beautiful archangel Lucifer, did a very loving act.
And
we
still does.
Really
he holds.
Up into,
does Lucifer not hold the light for us even when we're in our greatest darkness?
Absolutely.
That's his job, is it not?
To prove to us that. Lucifer being mind, more mind, the master of the mental mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is now in the present state of our understanding and some of the secrets that have been kept from humanity.
Right, a lot of secrets.
How far we have evoluted. The incarnations of that being is not only just here to bring the flame of knowledge, it is now holding the flame of love. So it is walking as a complete being of both. It's eternal twin within self. And that's what we're all here to do. We're to really marry into the eternal twin of self, you know, is to bring the both aspects of our being together and fully walk.
Meaning it's okay to think and feel now. You can think with your mind and feel with your heart, and there's a beautiful bridge that can come together within your own self. It's okay to get grouchy because sometimes that's a feeling that triggers, you know, a memory of something. And it's important to work through that. So I think it's a beautiful thing because I think that's what Lucifer does remind me of, is there's always a balance, Dawn. Find the balance. When I get out of balance and lose control, I have to go to my heart to find my balance again.
Yeah. You know, it's understanding spiritual rage.
Yeah. And it does exist.
It does.
I'm actually thankful for it sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
It releases a whole lot of pent-up pressure.
Well, and you know, it's how we funnel that. And this is where I think we have gotten off base around our understanding of rage.
Yeah.
And what happens is when there is a wound, and you and I were talking about this, and somebody was working with me, and I was working to assist in a healing because I'm just a conduit for spirit and that person, you know, the physical person's spirit. When I work with people in that way, and there's the person that is still, that's present, that actually created the wound, we go and we literally focus on the individual who's been wounded. The greatest wound is in the one who wounded.
Right.
Because there is a huge contract of shame that sits in that person for creating this, even if they want to be in denial about it. And you have to complete the cycle between the wounded and the woundee.
Yes, this is where people get tripped up as well. And I agree with you. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Laura Taylor Jensen today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit melodyivory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's melodyivory.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back. I was just letting the sunshine in here in stormy Seattle. So Laura, we were talking about the wounded and the wounder. And I think this is something you and I were having a conversation on this because this, you recently had great experiences around this with a woman's goddess retreat at the center. We don't take into account that when someone is wounded, we go into fear and our fear goes into their physical body.
Correct.
It's even as a mom, we like screech, stop, you know, and it's like we don't realize that we just injected that into that little child, which also locks that trauma more into the body.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we forget that the person being wounded isn't being wounded all along. There's the person that has maybe created the wound or what we perceive as a creation. It can go in many different forms. Let's talk about this because you just had some profound experiences on this.
Well, and it's so true. I think we just don't realize the power of vibration, and everything is vibration. Everything we think, everything we feel, everything we, like you say, screech. And when something happens, you know, if we get a handle on time, going back to time, in our physical bodies, when something happens, if we can, you know, check in with the fight or flight, because, you know, we're automatically, you know, and we've really amped up fight or flight in our physical bodies, instead of just taking the time to center and get a really good understanding of what's happening before we engage. And how are we engaging? Because our engagement with anything creates contract. It becomes a law of, governed by the law of rhythm, of vibration. And so we engage a contract in that moment with a situation, person, place, or thing. So when I work with people now, if I have the opportunity to work with both, you know, vibrations, say in a situation where we had an accident happen, and one woman actually accidentally, you know, hit another woman in one of the things that we had done. It was a fun event and moment, and it was completely innocent.
And but yet, she accidentally caused her pain.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And
it was
so,
accident.
Of course, that particular point in time, I don't waste any time. I just simply, you know, engage and asking if they, you know, would like to receive healing, and we work on that physical body. But I attach because I have the person who was present that engaged in the moment they were engaged with that wound, who, you know, in an innocent way caused it to be a part of that healing. In other words, they have to connect and we have to complete the whole cycle of pain. And what happens in our world today is a lot of people cause people pain, but then they go away. They don't do closure. That's what closure means, to complete the cycle of that wound. And so they go away, and there isn't any closure, and a person's, you know, trying to get closure to something, and they kind of heal it, you know, halfway, but it's not fully healed. The minute you bring the other person, the contract and vibrational agreement that's still running, they could be across the world, and that vibration, that contract is still vibrating, and it's still finding one another. And usually the one who has wounded is the one that carries the grief and the shame more than the one who received it. And if they are not complete and they think, well, I've just, you know, I didn't do anything, and they go into denial, the body still feels that shame and that grief. And they're still feeding the wound that belongs, it's happened in that other person. Even if the other person says, well, my hand feels better or my foot feels better, there's still a connection to that part of the body.
It can even go to emotions. So really, this becomes a codependent-dependent relationship.
On a vibrational level, and until we complete the cycle, and what happens is people are fed through these cycles on some level, on a unconscious level, and we don't want to eradicate them because we're receiving something from them. It usually isn't helping us at all. We think it is, but it's really disempowering us. And so to empower ourselves is to complete those cycles, and it just brings us right back to where we started on the show about completing those cycles.
Great.
And so when I was finished with the one whose body was hurt, I said to the one who had, you know, accidentally done this, it's your turn. And everyone was so shocked by this. And I said, no. And then immediately, you know, she began to weep because she knew she had felt this grief of doing this harm.
Yeah.
And she looked up at me like, you care about that? And I said, absolutely. We are not going to get a full-on, you know, cycle healing here until, and everyone, you know, assisted with that.
Yeah.
And here it was, you know, the wound went away, everything was complete. They were connected at a very deep, sister level of much, you know, broader, on a very sweet level because of it. And it deepened their relationship on a very loving, in a loving way. So we really have to, especially healers out there listening to this, is to really start to engage when you can to, you know, work on those levels with those individuals, both the wounded and the woundy have to be addressed if they can be. And to encourage those to complete those cycles when they can go to those people, make those amends, people, places, and things, you know?
Yeah, because it's only then do you get to the element of peace and harmony. I would agree with you. Well, you had a question that you had posed to me with divinity. And I think the question... And we talked about this, and actually I've been thinking about it tremendously, is what happened if divinity came knocking on my door? Was that how you posed the question to me?
Yeah, you know, there's so much talk about the 2012 piece, and we're not going to get into a lot of that because, boy, that's not like, you know, a whole other show. But
well, yeah, and we only got 4 minutes, so,
but
a lot of fear around 2012.
Is really going to happen.
Yeah.
Say 2012 is really going to happen, which, you know, I have a whole different belief.
Well, 2000 is going to happen because we're going to have January 2012.
Right, 2012 will happen. So divinity is coming to your door. Divinity is going to ascend upon the planet, and it's going to come knocking at your door to check out how you've done. How you been doing through all your cycles of incarnations? How far did you get? And by the way, we have to set the stage because the Earth, they're coming to see this beautiful, you know, Earth that has been a part of our, you know, our program here. And we're going to set the stage of what is the Earth going to look like? How well have we performed for that, you know, when the ascended masters come down and knock on our door? And by the way, you know, how does Earth look? I'm thinking, if that's the case, and we knew that was going to happen.
And we got 2 years to clean it up.
In 2 years, you know, what would we do? What would we do right now if we knew we had 2 years? What would we do to our own healing? What would we take on for our own healing? What would the disciplines, things we want to switch up in ourselves?
Yeah.
And by the way, they're also going to see, because Earth is like, they're coming to dinner, and this is our big dining room, right?
Yeah.
And so how's the Earth going to look?
I agree with you. I think you're generous.
We got a lot of work to do.
I think you're generous with 2 years because I think every day we should be in that mindset.
Thank you.
Well, if your life is your responsibility and you own it, what is it you want to accomplish? And then when you do have that divine inner connection that does go on, and I have experienced it, and it happens in death and in life because there is no death, are you content? Are you happy? Are you pleased with your accomplishments? And I think we just forget to think about that, Laura.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today. We've been talking to Laura Taylor Jensen, very, very dear friend of mine. So thankful you are in my life.
Oh, and likewise, sweetie.
You can find out more about Laura and her teachings. We didn't even get to some of the guts of the stuff I wanted to today. I apologize for that. We just run out of time because you're just so much fun to listen to. You can go to scienceofbeing.com. scienceofbeing.com. And there's a lot there about Laura yourself. And I want to wish you and your family a happy holidays.
Oh, and likewise.
And
likewise.
And to everyone else out there, you know, drive safe. Don't be in a hurry. The planets are forcing us to rush a little bit. So I'm gonna tell you just to stay grounded and put some white light around you and get to your locations and have a safe and happy holidays. And we'll be back next week with Joanna Korn talking about the planetary alignments. God bless everybody. Have a happy holiday.
You've been listening to It's a New Day with host Dawn Marie Stansfield. To contact Dawn Marie personally, please visit her website at dawnvision.com. And be sure to tune in next Monday to KKNW AM 1150 at 11 a.m. Pacific for more uplifting, inspiring conversations with Dawn Marie and her guests.